The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that the child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Joseph did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him. Brothers and sisters, we are at the fourth Sunday of Advent, right on the doorstep of Christmas. The church brings us very close to the manger. But today's gospel does not begin with a peaceful scene of shepherds and angels. Instead, it places us in the middle of something very human: confusion, fear, and a decision that will change everything. The gospel tells us that Joseph and Mary are newly married, but they are not yet living together, as was the custom. Then Joseph learns Mary's pregnant, and he does not know how. Put yourself in Joseph's shoes. Joseph loves Mary. He had planned to share his life with her. He had hopes for their marriages and their future. Then the news hits him like a storm. He is sad, confused, maybe heartbroken. Despite Joseph's great disappointment, his primary concern is for Mary's safety. Jewish law demands a divorce for this situation. Joseph is scared for Mary and wants to do all he can to protect her. Without God's help in the moment, Joseph sees only a hopeless situation. Yet, Mary is carrying a great mystery between herself and God. No human explanation would be enough. God himself will have to reveal what God is doing. And that is exactly what happens. Today's gospel tells us an angel visits Joseph while he is dreaming. Notice something important. The angel does not only give Joseph information, the angel gives Joseph a direction, a next step, a mission. And Joseph responds by trusting God. Joseph did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him. The Catechism of the Catholic Church calls this the obedience of faith. That phrase may sound technical, but the meaning is simple. Faith is not just believing ideals about God. Faith is believing in God's goodness and trusting God enough to respond when he calls us to action. Joseph trusts God enough to act, even though he cannot see the whole picture. And his obedience is quiet, humble, and decisive. Joseph does not give a speech. He does not delay. He does not demand a full explanation for every detail. He obeys. That is the obedience of faith. Like Joseph, God asks us to trust him, one step at a time. Often after we take that step, clarity begins to come. Not always immediately, but enough to keep going. That is why the angel's words to Joseph matter so much. Do not be afraid. This does not mean there is nothing scary in life. It means this: God is always at work in our lives, speaking to us and guiding us, even when we do not understand. We are here in this church 1 week before Christmas because, like Joseph, we want to be faithful. We want to trust God. Many of us carry worries, family tensions, health concerns, financial stress, struggles at work, or decisions we do not feel ready to make. Advent does not pretend those things are not real. Advent tells us something stronger. God is always with us. God loves us more than we can ever imagine. God wants to know us and to love him back. To help us do this, God sent his Son to us 2,000 years ago, and Jesus has never left. Jesus calls to each of us to have a personal relationship with him. Every day, Jesus is living at our side, speaking to us and helping us, especially when we need him the most. So how do we respond to him? We talk to God in prayer. We listen to him in scripture. We ask God to help us to do what is right, even when it is hard. And most importantly, we respond to God by making room in our hearts and in our lives for his Son, Jesus. We make room for Jesus in our hearts when we bring him our fears, our confusion, and our burdens. We make room for him when we speak to him honestly about the things we do not understand, and when we ask him to help us trust him. As that trust grows, we begin to make room for Jesus not only in our hearts, but also in our daily lives. Then we start to notice his work in us. Jesus brings peace where we once felt only stress, and he brings growth where we once felt stuck. And when we allow him to be close to us, we find it easier to choose patience instead of anger, forgiveness instead of holding a grudge, prayer instead of the constant noise, and trust instead of fear. And today, we can know Jesus in a profound and personal way as we approach the Eucharist. The same Jesus who Joseph received and protected is the Jesus who comes to us on this altar. When we step forward for Holy Communion, we are receiving Jesus himself, truly present, who keeps his promise to remain with us, his people. And when we stay close to him, like Saint Joseph did, we begin to see our lives differently. Even what once seemed like a problem can become a place where God gives us a gift: his love, his help, his peace. So let the angel's words be for us today. Do not be afraid.